Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anytime somebody asks a question about this, I just feel like anyone that's covered the team, anyone that's talked about the Cavs, like last night, from the standpoint of what they were doing to take the Cavs out of their game, how it relates to Darius and Donovan shouldn't have been a surprise, because that secret's been out on the Cavs since the second they were constructed.
Yeah, as it relates to those two, for sure. Because the big surprise was what ended up happening with Allen and Mobley, but with Garland and Donovan, do you feel like something's wrong with Donovan? Do you think you think he's injured? Like, he's not looked his normal self.
I don't know, because it's so weird, because he was so damn good in the beginning of the Indiana game, the second Indiana game, where he kind of floated you for a half and kept you in the game, and then they took over. But if you look at his January stats, I mean, it's not. This has been his worst stretch of basketball this season by a wide margin.
Yeah, and is he trying to maybe push the idea that he has to be the facilitator or help out and be, because we've given him so much credit for not having an ego and for being able to take that back seat. Is he almost taking that too far, or is something actually wrong with him?
Nah, I don't know if it's either. Here's the thing. I'm just going to say I don't know. It's apparent that he's had a stretch of basketball here as bad as you can point out in his Cavs time.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where when you're winning, you kind of just leave it alone, because it's like, well, sometimes you're just working through stuff. I mean, there's a huge adjustment with how the offense, you know, flows around Donovan and Darius. It might just be a natural ebb and flow. I know that's like the least sexy, least like stick to it answer possible. But I mean, I think it's enough. I think you've got enough of a sample size with Donovan specifically, where like if you want to say the Cavs and the way they played for a week, not concerned. Are my ears perked up on Donovan and where he is? Absolutely, absolutely. And the here's the saving grace of it, though, because I already, the second that I said that, I know that these guys aren't just going to continue to push him. If he needs more rest, they're going to give it to him.
Right, and now would be the time that you start to do that. If it is something that is actually something that needs a fix, I don't know that it is or isn't. We have no idea if that's the case.
So where do you stand with where Donovan's
playing? I just think he's having a bad couple weeks. Yeah. I mean, it's really all it is. I think it's okay. I mean, we talk about Jose Ramirez all the time and those 30-day slumps that sometimes he has. It's not the first time we've seen Donovan just have a bad couple weeks. It stinks that the two biggest games of the season outside of the Boston games, he's basically been a no-show and on a milk carton, but he's not the one I'm worried about in big games.
Yeah, but I think this is another great reminder to the Cavs, right? Everybody knows what you don't have. And in the NBA playoff, if it's apparent in games in January,
yeah,
that, hey, let's throw some longer wings out there. It doesn't always work, by the way, but let's just see. That's the kind of matchup advantage. That and like, okay, are you tough enough? Those are the two kind of things that with the Cavs you're going to try and exploit. So much of the conversation is, well, how could you ever look at upgrading this roster when you're 34-6? And how could you ever, well, this last night's a good reminder of, hey, you still have things that teams can pick apart and that you don't have, unless you're going to schematically find a way to combat it, which is really, really tough in a 7-game series because there's only so many cards you can play. There's only so many ways you can play the same cards. But you need to really remember, man, this is a lot of fun. They're playing great. I don't think the honeymoon's over, by the way, which I want to get your take on. But, this is the longer wings are going to do this. And if it's doing this in January, it's going to do it in May and April, May, and June, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why in the previous decade of NBA basketball, we don't have a bunch of undersized combo guards together. Like, I mean, it just doesn't exist, you know? It's Dame and it's CJ. And then that list just gets cut short immediately, because it's just not a recipe that a lot of the NBA's used forever.
And the Cavs have already done a better job, and I think to their credit, right? Because I've hammered Kobe periodically, so I got to give him credit too.
Mm-hmm.
The Cavs have done a better job in the two and a half years you've had Darius and Donovan, getting the pieces and keeping the pieces around them to help them during the regular season. So so they've done a better job than Portland really ever did at any point with Dame and CJ McCollum.
Fair.
So that gives me a lot of hope, but now it's about, all right, you know, how much do you think, I mean, I think if you're not going to do something, I think it then becomes, well, how much can Kenny as a coach, how much can a coach mitigate an obvious glaring weakness, or maybe two with the physicality thing, in multiple 7-game series in a row?
And it's something that Joe touched on with us, Joe Vartan, yesterday when he was on with us, where you look at the teams that you've actually struggled against, Indiana, Atlanta, Boston, and now Oklahoma City. Like they're all using a similar recipe to attack the Cavs.
So I don't think the honeymoon is over. It might be maybe like you paused for a couple hours here.
I wonder if maybe we just had an extended honeymoon was the thing.
So can you define that for me?
Yeah, so like, you know, some people go on a honeymoon for 7 days. Maybe we're on like a 13-day cruise honeymoon, and we went to one too many ports, and maybe we took this longer than we should have. Maybe by January, we probably should have had the honeymoon phase already phased out, and then yesterday was just a reminder of like, okay, you're right. We're in January. We need to go ahead and understand that they're going to lose games and they're not going to be this team that is, the NBA's best for the entirety of the season. And it's just reality.
Well, it does. It harkens back to something you and I have talked a bunch of about off the air. And I've teased that maybe I'll bring it on air. But you could play 600 ball from here. You could end up being the 2 seed and being a 60-win team or a 62-win team. And people might be panicking off that.
Yeah, well, because it's how the last 3 months would have gone then.
Yeah. Well, which, again, 600 ball across a season, I want to say that's as good as they've played for a full season.
What you're describing, though, is the Guardians last year to a T. Three-month hot start, and then they were they finished the season out 27-27 over their final 54. And listen, they still got to where they wanted to go, which was the ALCS. Like, they still got to a pretty high spot, all things considered. But the last couple months of the season, it was 500 baseball.
I think I've described, whether it's 82 games or 162, this fits within my plan of how I want to see a season go, where you play really, really well and you're testing things, and even in losses, you're finding things out about yourself.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then, so you start out on a high, all right? And then there's a natural ebb and flow in the middle. And then at the end of the season, last, 20, 25 games, you're on the upswing again. So this continues to come back to the idea of, well, if this is when you're supposed to struggle, or if you're going to struggle, this is when you're supposed to. Now it's just how long do you prolong it, and
how much do you,
what's the back end look like?
I know. The disappointing part for myself out of last night, though, is that you just don't get this many opportunities to take on elite teams on the big stage where you got Kenny and Shaq and Ernie and all these guys in the big TNT matchup, and you just don't get that many opportunities because that is a trial run for postseason basketball.
I will say
as close to regular season can get to playoff basketball, that was it last night, and that was a stinker.
I was just so annoyed at... Tuesday night, with all due respect, and I do mean all due respect.
I don't know.
To that Tuesday night crew.
Not a big Lefko fan is what I hear.
It's not just him. Jalen Rose, why are we still doing this?
Jalen Rose he's been around for way too long.
And by the way, there was a third guy that was honestly just as bad as the other two, and the whole time I was like, is Shaq being held hostage?
Have we ever seen Jalen Rose and Desmond Howard in two different spots? Can we confirm that they're two different people?
Ooh, man, that's so honest. Although I actually don't mind Desmond a little bit. I mean, he's mailing it in. But Jalen, is Jalen with us? Jalen's just like, I'm going to dress the way I'm going to dress, and then I'm just going to say a few words, and then I just don't like it. But then, you would have won against the Pacers with Charles in the building and the whole, the A team on Tuesday. And then those guys react to that game.
I mean, poor Shaq. He went so hard in the paint on Tuesday for the Cavs, and he really stuck his neck out.
Did he flip-flop? Did he already go back and be like, this is why there'll never be a championship?
No, he didn't. He didn't do the Bonteps flip, which was very nice, that he maintained his Cavs integrity. But there was definitely a spot where I thought he was going to.
I feel like we do need the national index where we just have... I think where we just go out and say... today, Tim Bontemps believes X, Y, and Z, and then we just refresh it, right? Whoever we think the biggest Cavs haters are, and we just refresh it and see if we can catch somebody in the obvious flip-flop
What was really funny was that there was a lot of articles this morning that you could tell people had prepared for yesterday's game to be awesome, and so it was supposed to be a Thunder and Cavs at the very top. Like, an article I read this morning was titled, "Should the Boston Celtics Still Be NBA Championship Betting Favorites?" And you could tell the person that wrote the article did so under the idea that the Thunder and the Cavs were going to be such an awesome game that it was going to be able to just to tank everything Boston, but then the game went the way that it did. And so you could see the editing that happened to try to manufacture the article in a way that at least acknowledged the fact that the Cavs didn't show up last night.
But that probably should have been our first guess that this game, whether it was on the Cavs or on the Thunder, that the second game was going to be a dud. Because it's hard enough for two teams to play at that level and play each other and have a back and forth game where it was decided in the final 2 minutes. Eight games apart. It's even harder to do it when you get them on the damn national level.
Yeah, I didn't think it'd be like that, though. I was surprised. I didn't know the Cavs could have a game like that. That's what I learned last night. Well, I didn't know they could have a game where they just got blown out of the building and just disappeared the way that they did. I didn't know that was possible.
Every
for them.
Team in the NBA does. I think the miracle is it's one.
The difference is that the Celtics are sleepwalking through the season. The Bucks don't care about the regular season. I think I heard Danny say he thought the Celtics are just bored with the regular season. Like, it happens to those teams.
Fair.
Yeah, it happens to those teams. This Cavs team tries every single night. That's what makes them different and special. That's why it's hard to imagine that a game like this even existed.
But them doing it for 82 games, I think it's so hard.
I think
the try hardest of try hard NBA teams, you're probably going to get 75 out of 82 games.
I mean, even when they have nights where the three-point shot just doesn't exist. Like, if Boston's three-point shot doesn't show up, they disappear completely in games. It's not that way for the Cavs.
Yeah, you just didn't have it. I feel like that's such a cop out.
I for the first time, yeah, but that's you see how hard that is though, because it's like you just didn't have it, but it also coincides with playing the number one defense in the NBA in the Thunder on a nationally televised game, which we have not had much of, which is a complete valid complaint we've had about this Cavs team over the previous 2 years, is that in the playoffs when the lights are brightest, they don't show up. Like, it's a lot of coincidences and convenient timing then to be like, well, they just didn't have it.
You played awfully. They played perfectly. I'm okay in a one-game setting, even though we still have to calculate like the last week. I'm okay just kind of looking at it from that lens. It's either a tearful goodbye or a hearty good riddance, depending on who you are. That leads off Quick Hits at 2:43 on 92.3 The Fan.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.